episode 3 of the Bitty Bitty Bombcast. How's it going, guys? It's me, your host, Martin Rizzo, and your other host,
Michelle Stevenson!
Michelle Alejandra Stevenson. What's up, man? Last time we did a podcast was like a week ago? 2 weeks
ago?
Week and a half ago.
Well, because we did your Squad by the Bell.
Yeah, we did my other podcast, but we've been busy.
We've been very busy.
We're very busy comedians. And we try to fit this podcast to a meetup like halfway and, you know, just...
Or when we meet up at shows and we're like, we're going to show up at 8. And you're like, psych!
Oh, yeah. Sorry about yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
I
Martin Rizzo has horrible timing. I want everyone to know.
I do have a horrible timing.
He's not a punctual person.
I'm not. I'm sorry about that. Yesterday... That was a fun show, though, yesterday.
That was fun.
Long Beach?
Long Beach, Harvel's.
Harvel's.
If you guys want to see some titties but also want to laugh at people's jokes...
It's a burlesque, so it's not really nude.
It's not nude, but there's definitely nipple tassels.
Nipple tassels, yeah. It was a cool show. We both did good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun show. Episode 3 of the Bitty Bitty Bombcast. Cool, man. Last episode, we talked about the Netflix series.
Yes, we did.
In this episode, we're gonna focus on... how she actually charted not too long ago.
Nope. Yep.
What?
Yeah, she did. She's still on the charts.
She's still on the charts after...
how many years?
After... now it's 24 years. Oh, it's going to be 24 years since...
Has anybody else also kept the same record?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Maybe like Elvis or like, you know, somebody like... Tupac, like maybe after like, you know, like a movie comes out, or maybe Queen.
For sure, Queen.
What, you know, when the movie came out?
Yeah.
But what's it called? Yeah. So Selena charted again.
What?
Are you looking up the article?
Yeah. No, it also said that she got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. The Walk of Fame. She got a star. It was 2008. I want to say this year, but I keep forgetting we're in a new year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2018, she got her star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was overdue, bro.
Very overdue.
Yeah.
A little too overdue.
A little too overdue, you know?
24 years later is a little too overdue for me.
Yeah. So, what's it called? She charted recently, and do you know what song it was? Or is it just a whole bunch of, like,
it says here, songs? On the top Latin artist chart, which is dominated by Ozuna, J Balvin, and Romeo Santos, Quintanilla nabbed the number 22 spot, beating our artists such as Karol G and Enrique Iglesias and Luis Miguel.
What? What does this say?
And then, meanwhile, on the top Latin artist female chart, the Amor Prohibido singer nabs the number 3 position after Shakira and Nati Nash.
Really? Damn. Let me see. Amor Prohibido, that's a song.
That was number 3.
Holy shit. 23 years later, Selena's legacy shines on Billboard's 2018 year-end charts. Wow. Okay, so Selena Quintanilla continues to prove that she is the queen of Tejano as her timeless music ranks on the 2018 year-end charts. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. The Tejano star, you know, she's still doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Her fans are loyal, man.
Still,
you know what?
Kicking ass.
You know, I'm a fan, you're a fan, and we're loyal fans.
We fans
to her.
I think next episode we should go to her star.
Ooh, yeah. Next episode. Episode 4, that'll be going to the star and talking about the star. And we should do the podcast by the star.
I'm down.
We'll be parked next to the star. Because we usually do these podcasts in the car because we meet up. In random places to do the podcast. Because we love you fans, you know? The Seleners.
We love you. The Seleners?
Is that... How do you call the fans?
Let's just call them... our Selena...
the Quintanillers.
No. Definitely not the... Neers? Why does it have to be a ERS at the end?
Well, how would you call it? How would you call them, the fans? How would you call us? I don't say them because I'm one of them,
the
too.
The Bitty Bitty Bombers.
The Bitty Bitty Bombers.
That's better.
No, it sounds like a terrorist. It sounds like a terrorist group.
Sounds like a Mexican terrorist.
Yeah, no.
Bitty Bitty Bombers.
The Bitty Bitty Bombettes.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
The Bombettes.
The Bombettes. What do you guys... okay, we're going to take a poll right here, guys. All right. What do you guys think we should call ourselves, the Selena Quintanilla fans? All right, so let's keep reading, all right? Selena Quintanilla continues to prove that she's the queen of Tejano as her talent. Okay, I read that part already.
Yeah.
You guys gotta excuse my reading. I suck at reading. I was always that guy.
Martin came here through a caravan.
I was always that guy that used to, that kid in school that used to hate it when it was my turn to read and I had to read out loud. Yeah.
I loved it.
You really?
Yeah. I was excited.
You really? Yeah. That was you. I hated it. I was all sweaty. I was like, I'm gonna stutter. I know I am. So why did you like it?
Because I didn't really talk much, so it was like my only time really to talk.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how would you read it?
Like, hello?
I was born here, right?
I took ESL classes, bro.
Oh, you that bad?
Yeah, English as a second language. Yeah, I remember I didn't really take, like, full English classes until I was, like, in sixth grade.
I had a speech impediment problem. Like, I mixed up words a lot.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, there was, like, a special ed teacher involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I always mixed up English and Spanish, but I didn't...
Because you grew up talking both languages. Yeah.
So.
Hey, today?
I remember, especially here in LA, I specifically remember reading... reading books in Spanish, like my textbooks were in Spanish, and it wasn't until sixth grade when I had to actually like just read in English. I remember fifth grade, I was still reading books in Spanish, and little by little they're phasing out the Spanish. I remember.
Oh shit!
And by the end of my fifth grade, it was English. I remember, and then sixth grade it was like all English. I remember I was scared, I was nervous, all like all my friends in the class were like, I don't know how we're gonna do this, because I'm telling you, from kindergarten to fifth grade it was nothing but Spanish textbooks.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I just read in Spanish. I learned how to read in Spanish first.
Yeah, I mean I did both at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, English and Spanish at the same time.
Okay.
But it was really hard. Really? It was really, really, yeah, for me especially. I had a speech impediment problem, and then I had ADHD.
Yeah.
So it was not an easy transition. I would just mix up words a lot.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes, like, I read the other way, and I would just get confused.
Really?
And sometimes I would put consonant on English words, like the ñ on an ñ that didn't need to be there.
You know what? I didn't go to college like you, so.
And ñ, the consonant.
I know, consonant, okay. Yeah. So that's what a ñ is, a consonant?
No, any like little squiggly on top of a word to make a sound, that's a consonant. It really sounds like the most retarded thing ever.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Okay, let's keep going. What month are they talking about? Earlier this month, Billboard revealed its year-end charts, bringing to the forefront some of the biggest artists and songs in 2018. And even though Selena's life was cut short at the age of 23 in 1995. 23. That's young.
That's really young.
You know what I was doing at 23? Getting drunk.
Jacking off.
Whoa, man, dude.
You were probably doing a lot of that.
I was getting drunk at 23.
Jacking
off. I was partying.
Jacking off.
I started doing comedy already at 23.
Oh, God. I started comedy way too late.
I was really doing comedy for a couple years. And I remember 23, I was not nowhere near what Selena is now, you know? Never gonna fucking be as...
I think comedians are just way different than artists. Yeah. Music artists in general.
But you know what? Selena started very young, you know?
What, middle school?
She started when she was like, middle school, like 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
10? Yeah, so, I mean, she's always been around music. So, what were you doing at 23, dude? You're in a relationship.
I was in a relationship.
You're
actually
a nurse ready.
I was already a nurse for 2 years at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, you had your own apartment.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you've had your own apartment since you were like what, 18?
22.
22? Mm-hmm. That's young to move out, especially here in LA. That's unheard of. In LA, people stay at home until they're like freaking 30, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how,
you know why? Because it's expensive out here.
Super expensive.
In LA. And that's common, you know? Because if you want to leave earlier, your parents make you feel bad, you know? Because you could stay here and help out, you know, but you don't want to. But you left because of...
I left for other reasons.
Other reasons, yeah. I left because I was like, I'm getting too old. I got to get out, you know?
Yeah, I left because I had to.
I left because I was like...
That's how I got in debt.
Oh, that's what you got in debt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure because that young, that's young.
Yeah, you're young.
23?
You have no furniture.
No furniture.
You have No fr- like, people don't realize how imperative, like, and how expensive it is you move out on your own unless you do it suddenly.
Yeah.
You don't have a fridge, you don't have a stove, you don't have couches, you don't have a bed frame, yeah. dresser drawers.
And then you start eating out all the time because you don't have, like, a food stove. Eat, it gets expensive, dude. When I moved out, I remember it was expensive. It's still expensive, man. Like, there's times I'm like, I want to move back home.
Yep.
To my mama's house,
you That's know? That's why people, I don't know why. To me, it's so weird that, like, so many people are single when rent is so high. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, you should be with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And talking about being in someone's life so that way rent could be cheaper for you, dummy.
My girlfriend actually came up sick on her apartment.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, she has roommates, but she has the biggest room. And for cheap, it's like the size, it's like a studio. Her room is a studio. It's oh, like, shit. It's a living room and a room at the same time.
And how much is it?
$600.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's fucking...
Washer, dryer in the unit?
All included, cable, all that shit, dude. Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
I mean, anytime...
Sick with it!
Yeah, sometimes having roommates suck.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. But, so. Like, but it's like she doesn't even have roommates because it's just, like, we're always in a room, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's sick, you know? And it's not even far from here. It's in Whittier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's not even far. It's seriously, like, from downtown L.A. to Whittier, it's, like, 15 minutes. On the freeway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's close, man.
I didn't know downtown just, LA to Whittier is only 15
You just
minutes.
Take the 5. The 5 connects all the way. Oh. Dude, haven't you heard that line? Everywhere in LA. Everywhere in LA, it takes 20 minutes.
That's not true.
Dude, that's from Clueless. Not. That's from 1995.
It's from the Valley.
The Valley to
that
where?
Makes sense. That makes more sense.
What do you mean?
Like, no, the Valley to LA is like 15, 20 minutes.
Same thing as like, the
But not in the rain.
Not in the rain. Oh, yeah, right now it's rainy, man.
Fuck this rain, dude. It's so... I like it, but then to sleep at night...
You don't like listening to the rain?
Yeah, to sleep at night.
Yeah.
All right. But not when it's cold. And
oh, like, yeah, yeah.
I want, like, ovejas.
Yeah. Cool. Where do you live at again now?
Glendora.
Oh, Glendora, where the girls look like Dora.
No, where they look like Horas.
Hora. Oh, man. Glendora's nice. Glendora's like the widest part of LA.
I hate it.
It's like, those are like, though, like, when I see the white people that live in Glendora, it's like old school white people that have been in LA forever.
Yeah, and they moved out. They're like, we don't like the city anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Glen, people keep forgetting that Glendora is still LA County.
I forget that because it's so suburbia.
It's so suburbia, you know?
It's so
you forget, yeah.
Suburbia.
It's like the ending of, because even San Dimas is still LA County.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's way too far.
That's far, yeah.
Look, I think they should cut it off.
No, what
they
the hell?
Cut
Why?
It off because they're not people from those
San
parts
Dimas?
Of our, no, they're not
they
the same.
They shouldn't be
as
LA?
Us.
No, they're not the same?
No. If you have a fucking Sprouts next to your house, not from LA. Fuck you.
Hilarious. All right. So earlier this month, Bill... I already read that part. Okay. So even though Selena's life was cut short at the age of 23 in 1995, the late Mexican-American actress nabs a space. On the 5 of the annual rankings, including top line artists. Wow. Cool. So here are all of Selena's rankings on the 2018 year-end charts, proving that her legacy is brighter than ever, even 23 years after her death. Wow. On the top line artist chart, which is dominated by Ozuna, J Balvin, Romeo Santos, Quintanilla nabbed the number 22 spot, beating such artists as... Who's that? Cinco?
I have no idea who
Cinco,
that is. Cinco,
Karol G, Enrique Iglesias, and Luis Miguel. Okay, so
I know J Balvin.
I know
J
Balvin.
I know Romeo. I know Karol G.
And who's Karol G?
Karol G is like a Spanish reggaeton trap artist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, I love reggaeton.
Who doesn't?
I ain't gonna lie, homie.
That's the music that gets us pregnant. Before, it used to be corridos.
Corridos, yeah.
Reggaeton gets you preggaeton. Why do you keep doing this?
So we're parked. So we met halfway in downtown LA. What's it called? We're in front of this. Okay, dude. I've been to this restaurant before.
You've been to Cafe Gratitude?
It sucks, dude.
It's very expensive.
It's expensive and it sucks. Me and my girlfriend came, dude.
To this one?
Yeah, Cafe Gratitude. It's a vegan spot And let me tell you, man, I'm not racist.
I had their chilaquiles. Not too bad.
Yeah? Really? I don't know, dude. Because let me tell you, man, I'm not racist. I have white people in my family. You have white people in your family.
I'm white.
You're white, Latina. But let me tell you, man, these people just don't know how to use spices. It was the blandest burrito, bro. The blandest burrito I ever had. My girlfriend had like this bowl of freaking lettuce and spinach. It was, dude, no spice, no taste. It was a bland burrito. The burrito looked like a burrito from Chipotle, but like not even, like the taste was not even there, dude. It was bad.
Sorry, man.
And we, okay, so a burrito and a bowl of like freaking salad and two drinks and like a small dessert, it came out to like $55.
Yeah, I believe it.
Horrible. And even my girlfriend, even though she was in pain, she was mad. Like, oh hell, fuck this place, dude. Never again.
Wait, you pay for like all her stuff?
No. We go back and forth, you know?
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I'm sometimes she doesn't even like let me pay. You know, like in the beginning, she would always like slip her debit card to pay, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a cool thing about my girlfriend. Like, she's awesome like that. Now like my crazy ex-girlfriend, she was like, the man has to pay for everything.
It's retarded. That is absolutely retarded. No, I'm the opposite. I pay for most things up front.
That's good, yeah.
Because I don't want a man to expect anything from me.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I feel like now, like especially in 2019, man, it's like we're even, man, you know?
I'll get
you sometimes, you get me sometimes, I'll get you sometimes, you know? And I like to pay a lot, you know? Okay, when I have money, I'm like, hell yeah, you know, I'm going to pay for this and that, you know? But my girlfriend's always like, you know, don't worry, I got you, I got this, you know? Mm-hmm. So, all right, cool, let's see. Meanwhile, woo, we're doing this. That's crazy. Number 22 spot. That's number good. Number 22, dude.
Not bad.
So tap. I can't read. I'm so bisa. Tap.
You're not allowed to read on the Bitty Bitty Bombcast ever again.
Top. Okay, so here, you start reading. So try to read everything, like every detail.
Let me put on my glasses. I'm an old lady.
Wow. And then we'll find another article after. We can't. Okay.
Top Latin pop album. Selena's one. A compilation album released in 2002 by EME Latin earns the number 2 spot on the Latin pop album charts, following Shakira's El Dorado, which was actually a really good album.
El Dorado, which, yeah. Was that 2002?
That was... No, that was this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, so she's still competing with new songs, dude.
Yeah. Three songs land in the top 10 of the regional Mexican digital songs tally. At number 3 is Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb, her single that hit number 1 on the charts dated October 22nd,
1994. 20, dude, that's 25 years ago now.
Leading the list for 4 consecutive weeks, Como La Flor lands number 5, followed by Baila Esta Cumbia at number 8.
So that was
the year her album came out. So she had multiple top songs on the charts.
In 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude. She was busting.
Only a few people can do that. Like, Cardi B's doing that right now.
Drake
is doing that right now.
So she was, dude, she was up. So her music is comparable to, like the popular artists now as, like, Drake and Cardi B. You know, but, like, these guys keep dropping, like hits after sick, hits after hits.
Sick albums.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah, 3 Selena songs land in the top 10 of the regional Mexican digital songs. So, that's right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam. What's it called?
Como la Flor.
Como la Flor. Tanto amor.
And amor.
Me distes tu.
Oh, also.
Se marchito.
Oh, my God.
Me marcho.
By the way, I think.
Yo sé perder.
Are you really doing karaoke right now?
Ay, 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 como me duele. Ay, 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 como. That's my instrumental. What were you saying?
Martin Rizzo's never allowed to do this podcast in public. We're not doing it. We're going to go in the star, but I'm going to make him like have a little hut in a tent outside of it.
So what were you saying?
Oh, yeah. I got to let our listeners know about this little store. It's my favorite store that I told Martin to meet me at.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of this store, Martin?
It's a cool store. It's called what's it called?
A Shop Called Quest.
A Shop Called Quest. It's a nerd store. It has a whole bunch of comic book stuff. It has a whole bunch of
pins.
It has a whole bunch of, I like it because it has a whole bunch of Avengers.
Yep. Memorabilia. Pop, little pop, memorabilia.
Yeah, it has a whole bunch of comic books.
T-shirts and... by local artists. All local art.
Oh, really? That's cool. All
local artists.
Is it expensive, though? Because you bought a pin.
It's, I bought 2 shirts. Each of them were 30. I've bought, like, there's some stickers. 30, it just depends on the artist. Some stickers will go from anywhere between $2 to, like, $4. Pins are anywhere between $3 to $15, depending on what you get.
Okay, okay.
So, it just depends.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
I'm a big nerd. I like a lot of art and shirts and stuff.
Pero eres una nerd, huh?
I'm a nerd puta. What?
A nerd puta? Whoa, what the heck, dude?
Wow, I attract people with my intelligence. Hey, no way.
We have kids listening to this podcast, dude. Okay, so right here, let's see. So, yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah, 1994. Those three hits were leading the list for the four consecutive weeks. Como La Flor lands at number 5 right now. And, okay, wow. I'm going to play this. Are you connected on the Wi-Fi or no?
It should be. It's LTE.
Oh, no. I don't want to waste your data.
Oh, I don't care. You can waste all of it. It's unlimited.
This is pretty much like the intro of the podcast.
Is it really?
No, it's not. Wait, is it? I forgot what the intro is. What song? This is in Santa Monica right here. It was shot in Santa Monica.
Was it really?
Yeah, Santa Monica Beach. Who the, oh, that guy's ugly, man.
Who is that, dude?
I don't know who it, that guy looks like a creep. Okay, so we're looking at the Bitty Bitty Bomb. I was gonna say Bitty Bitty Bomb cast. The Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb music video. Yeah. It was shot in Santa Monica. So it's a fun fact right here. So 90s.
So 90s.
I like what she's wearing. That's Santa Monica here. The guy with the flannel. What a weirdo.
Hey, what's up? See your skirt.
What a weirdo, man. Why,
he looks like a pedophile.
Chris Perez should have been the guy, but you know what? That was the look in the 90s, man. Look, he's checking her out while she's pumping gas.
Yeah. Bump, of course, while she's pumping gas. Like, you know what I'm going to pump?
Oh, look. That's a cool car he has.
Yeah. A Jeep?
Yeah.
Typical California
cada vez
car.
Que lo veo pasar. Cada vez. That's a dope. Dude, it's like everybody in the 90s had like those Jeeps. Like, what? Like Clueless, remember?
Yeah.
Barbie had a Jeep like that, too. Her hair, man. I love it. I sound like a gay guy. Oh, my God. Her hair is so great.
It's so bouncy. I love the bounce.
We have a lot of gay friends. I have gay cousins.
A lot of gay friends.
I have a lot of gay cousins in my family.
I'm surprised you're not gay.
I think I'm gay, dude.
I think you're gay. You think gay I'm for gay? Selena.
Okay, so Selena is the one stalking him.
Yeah. Why is she... She doesn't need to stalk.
I know, man. Oh, look. Even there's...
Oh, he threw her flowers.
Dude, even back then, there's guys selling flowers. Like, Latinos, we've been hustling for, like, over 20-something years,
dude.
This
does not amaze me.
Dude, like it's crazy because, like, we see, I see that all the time here because you work in the hood.
Yeah.
You work in the hood. You lived in the hood. And oh, shoot. What is that? You have another phone?
It's my on-call work phone.
Oh.
It's my sister.
Oh, your sister's calling. Oh, shoot. I got scared. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, because you lived in the hood. And you saw a lot of those guys selling the flowers, right?
All day. On the highway.
On the highway. I bought them flowers. I just bought flowers from those guys on the streets recently. Because, you know, like, sometimes you mess up, you know, as a boyfriend, you know? And, see, those guys have helped out a lot of relationships.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah, man. How many times has a guy messed up and then, like, he's like, well, what's going to make it better? Oh, and then he sees one of those guys selling the roses right there on the street corner. And then, boom. Oye, ¿cuánto cuestan las flores?
That's true. Those flower guys are not just hustlers for the money, but they're also relationship fixers.
Exactly.
They're like Maury Povich's.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
Not Maury
Povich's. No, what the heck? No.
They're like, oh, fuck. What was her name? Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones. I forgot how. I remember Jenny. I just remember Jenny Jones episodes where, like, the girls were, like, nerds in high school, and after they got hot. And
yeah. Then, like, they... Oh, my God. I remember those episodes. knows?
And then they, they would invite the guys over. Look, I was...
Look at me now. And then they would, like, walk away. I'm like, then what was the fucking point?
Yeah, I know.
What was the fucking... I gotta watch some of these.
I know, right? That was all Jenny Jones was. Just, like, nerdy people.
And then she'd be like, do you have anything to say?
Damn,
I have a chubby. Like,
Now I want to watch those episodes.
We should upload Jenny Jones on YouTube.
Yeah, and just do commentary on it.
I just do.
All right, let's keep going watching the music video. Oh, she's stalking him now. Like, look at that. You see how clean Santa Monica Beach looked like 20 years.
What happened?
Look how clean Santa Monica Beach looked like 25 years ago. It's blue. Now it's not. It's green. If anything,
it's green now. Sorry, California. We fucked up.
I know. You know what's nasty? Every time I go to the Santa Monica Pier, I always see people fishing.
Oh, I see. Well, if you go at night, you see people doing it.
Oh, really? What?
With the blankets.
I remember going to Santa Monica Pier with my friends late at night and getting drunk there.
No way.
Yeah, I on the sand and then also on the pier. This is after we graduated high school and we're like, oh, hell yeah, we can stay out late now. You know, we don't have school because a lot of us didn't go to college right away. So we took probably a year off, you know. I took a whole bunch of years off. I'm still taking my years off from...
you're taking your years off from college?
Yeah.
How are they working out?
Not bad. I'm still actually waiting for my acceptance letters from this community college.
You don't need acceptance letters.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
You just go in.
What?
Yeah, you apply and what? They're like, cool, you're accepted.
So you mean I've been waiting...
Anybody can go to a community college.
So you mean I've been waiting for 10 years for nothing?
Basically.
I'm not going to get my acceptance letter?
No.
From a community college?
No.
East LA College?
No.
What the heck?
Sorry.
We need to stop this podcast right now.
Well, maybe you didn't go back to school.
No, I'm just kidding. I did go to college for a bit.
Where'd you go? East Los?
East LA College, baby. East Los Taco Tech. Taco Tech, that's what we called it.
Oh my god.
Taco Tech, baby. I went for like a year and it just wasn't for me, you know. Mm. I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, now with technology you can learn your
craft
on the internet, you know. Unless you want to be a nurse, you know, you do like I you or a doctor, you do need school, you know.
Unfortunately, that's how it is. Yeah.
All right, so Santa Monica Beach right here. Cannabis. Oh, she's stalking him, dude.
Such a stalker. She's like Adele.
Adele? She's original Adele?
Yeah.
Imagine how, because like, you know, nowadays, because I do a lot of background for like TV shows and music videos. And usually you go like on this website called Central Casting or LA Casting and you look up it's kind of like Craigslist, you know, for acting jobs. And they usually will say right there, like, oh, Nicki Minaj music video, you know, for background, 8 hours, it pays $130, you know, submit here.
Wait, 8 hours for $130? That's less than minimum wage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Minimum wage is like $10.
I thought minimum wage was $15.
Nah, yeah, that's next year, dude.
Oh.
So, like that, you know? But, like, I wonder how it worked back then for, like, music videos, you know? Like, I wonder how it worked back then if you wanted to be an extra for a music video, you know, unless, like, you were, like, subscribed to, like, a newsletter or the Penny Saver. Because I remember, like, looking at the Penny Saver a long time ago and actually, like, finding, like, ads like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, like, imagine, like, being picked to be, like, in a Selena music video back then.
Yeah.
Like, at the
beach. But there was, like, a bunch of people there.
That's true, huh? There's always people at Santa Monica, huh? It must have been like, easy to shoot.
Hey, do you want to be in this? Just sign this. All right, cool.
They must have gotten some good Texan food.
Yeah.
Oh, she's stalking them. Se emociona. So 90s. It looks like a Mentos commercial.
It's kind of funny. That's like the height of her career.
What?
This video.
Yeah, it was, right?
It was one of the heights of her career.
A year before she passed away. That sucks, dude. Like, who knows where she would have been at right now, you know? Dude, Sky would have been like, we said it before, Sky would have been the
limit. It's crazy to me that Gwen Stefani has a show in Vegas. Like, some legends have shows in Vegas.
Though. Yeah.
Elton John, Celine Dion. I'm like, what?
Selena would have been there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's crazy. Or this guy.
Oh, that's another dude. She's hitting on another dude already. The other dude gave her flowers. And
she's
then
a player.
She's like, and she's like, oh, what about you?
She's a player, dude.
Yeah.
Beady beady bum bum. Beady beady bum bum. Beady 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 bum. Who steal was that? Did you see?
Who?
Somebody steal was in the music video.
Steal?
Somebody steal.
Oh, let me see.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh my god, the dude with the fucking.
Wait right now, hold on.
The dude with the wife beater.
Hold on. Right there. Who steal was that? Yeah. The guy with the red shirt? Look at that kid looking at. Oh, what? You see that kid?
Dude, that kid was
checking
totally
out Selena's butt.
I would too.
Yeah, this has to be the cover of the. Look, oh my.
He's like, oh yeah.
What?
Look at those bomb bombs.
I'm gonna pause it right at the.
Oh my god.
Oh my god! I never noticed that, dude.
Oh my god!
Screenshot that shit
right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's gonna be a meme, bro.
You guys, if you gotta watch this on our Instagram story, because I'm definitely sending this to Martin of what we're talking
okay.
about.
So look at the Beady Beady Bomb, Beady Beady Bombcast, Beady Beady Bomb Bomb music video. Pause it right at 2:12. You see this boy checking out Selena's butt.
Yeah, dude.
And she's arching her
back.
The
original butt stuff maker, right there.
Yeah. Holy shit. Look at this guy right here.
Dude, it is boring.
It's boring, dude. That little kid, dude, that's crazy.
He's like, I just started puberty.
Beady, beady, bum, bum. So they're at the Santa Monica Pier. They're playing at the, they're at the fair. Oh, you got our big old Crayola crayon.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah. See, I love this music video because it shows how beautiful LA is, you know?
That's true.
Sunny skies, used to be good beaches.
There's still good beaches.
There's still good beaches in LA, yeah.
Newport's great.
Newport, that's in, I mean, it's Orange County, but it's still, okay. It's not even far away, really. Okay. Malibu's still pretty nice.
Malibu's
right?
Beautiful.
Malibu's beautiful.
Zuma Beach is beautiful too.
Zuma Beach, what about Long Beach? That's ghetto.
No, I would rather fucking swim in a vat of beer.
Long Beach is ghetto, right? Yeah. There's a whole bunch of pubes.
So many pubes.
Oh my god.
Long Beach.
I remember, dude, so this summer, I forgot what day it was, but I think it was July. I remember it was the hottest day ever. It was a Saturday. I remember it was the whole week was hot. But I remember so my girlfriend Stephanie, her the apartment she was living at in Monterey Park, it was too hot, so she came to my place because it's like underground, you know? And it was hot, right? So I remember, dude, we were on the floor the whole day watching TV because it was too hot. My AC wasn't even working. So that night we went to go get ice cream. Then we went to Santa Monica Beach, right? The same beach we went to right here where they shot the music video. We went to the beach at midnight because, like, dude, it's too fucking hot. We went at midnight. Dude, it was packed. It looked like Disneyland. Everybody and their whole family was in the water getting wet, dude. It was fun. And it was like that.
This was when?
July.
Oh, wow.
Last summer. And it was like this until like 2 in the morning. Everybody was still there. It was popping,
shit.
Dude. It seemed like...
For no reason?
Because it was hot. It was hot. It was hot. It was like seriously like 110 degrees.
Oh, I remember
it was,
that.
Yeah, remember that night? It was
hot. It was
hot.
Like a heat wave.
It was a heat wave. Everybody was at the beach getting wet. And it was funny. You know, it was so fun just seeing everybody coming together like that, you know?
That's true.
It seemed like maybe somewhere like in... Like it reminded me like when I watched that music video, Shakira, My Hips Don't Lie, when they're all like at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, you know? I'm like, oh, man.
That's how the malecon is in Cuba.
Malecon. See, I was thinking about Cuba. That's how it is, right?
The malecon in Cuba.
So humid.
It's so humid. It's so hot.
That everybody's at the beach.
Everyone's at the beach, but like there's a like kind of like a freeway border on the malecon.
Yeah.
So like the mist of the water will get into the cars because most of the cars have no fucking roof because they're all old school.
Uh-huh.
So it'll get, it feels good on your face because it's humid as shit. But
you know, I like the humid weather. Like, I wouldn't mind retiring like somewhere like in Miami or like somewhere where it's humid but it's like so close to the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice.
When I went to Disney World, it was humid AF. It was swampy. I felt so gross. I remember putting on the spray on fucking the spray on sunblock, and I remember it felt like it was just disintegrating right away.
Yeah.
You know, it was so, but it was fun. Disney World was freaking dope. Okay, so let's keep watching the music video. What is that? What kind of toy is that?
I don't know. It looks like Barney. Don't ruin it.
Beady, beady, bum, bum. Ride into the sunset. Walk into the sunset. I see. Oh, shoot. Oh, look. They're driving away together. Different cars. Oh, yeah.
Different cars. He's like, you want a Netflix and chill?
Netflix doesn't exist yet, though. That was a good music video, man. I feel like watching the movie now, again.
We gotta watch that. That should be one of the episodes.
Yeah, one of the episodes is us, what's it called? Doing a live commentary. All right, so let's see another. So that was from billboard.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see.
We're officially citing things, people.
Or what?
Maybe we could check her Spotify stats of Selena.
Oh, yeah, huh? Oh, you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Here, look it up. Maybe, yeah, see. Oh, you can see how they're doing right now?
Yeah, Spotify really? Stats.
No way. That's pretty cool, man. Beady, beady, bum, bum. Beady, beady, bum, cast. Beady, beady, beady. Cada vez que lo veo pasar. Cada vez. Oh, y habla La Virgen de Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm. My aunt gave that to me when she came back from Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
It's
funny because, when I first got my car, every car I've gotten, my mom always sneaks in and she puts in the what's it called? The rosary.
Oh, monthly listeners. She has a record of 2 million monthly listeners and 739,259
on Spotify.
Where people listen the most is Mexico City, Mexico, L.A., Zapopan, Puebla City, Mexico, and Monterrey.
Whoa. Okay, so let's break this down. This is interesting, dude. Wow, so this is why she's so charting. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, cool, cool. So this is Selena Spotify, what's it called?
Mm-hmm. Page.
Okay, so read from the beginning. This is interesting, dude. This is really interesting. I had no idea.
It says here, the tragic shooting and death of Tejano singer Selena spawned reaction with the Latino community that can be compared to the reactions to the death of Elvis Presley and John Lennon.
Wow. Wow, so these are the songs that are the most popular right here. There's 5 songs. It's Como La Flor, Amor Prohibido, Baila Esta Cumbia, Biri Biri Bam Bam, El Chico del Apartamento 512.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it says right there. What does it say right here? This text right here.
An enormously popular singer in Latino communities across North America, her music crossed cultural boundaries to touch the lives of young and old alike. A flamboyant, sexy stage performer, sometimes hailed as Latina Madonna, Selena was nonetheless considered a role model. For offstage, she was a family-oriented, active in anti-drug campaigns and AIDS awareness programs.
Wow. So it's crazy. She was such a, what's it called? Advocate for all these good causes back then, dude. Mm-hmm. So what does it say?
Says here, she was born Selena Quintanilla to Mexican-American parents, Lake Jackson, Texas. Before her birth, her father, Abraham, had been a member of Los Dinos. When Selena began performing at the age of 10, her father became her manager and Los Dinos became her backing band. In 1983, she made her recording debut after appearing on the popular radio show of LA DJ Johnny Canales.
Hey, I remember Johnny Canales.
I don't.
No?
Mm-mm.
So I want to dedicate one episode to Johnny Canales. So Johnny Canales, he was out. So what is it? He's a what? A DJ?
Says LA DJ Johnny Canales.
I don't know, he was from LA. So Johnny Canales, I remember as a kid, because I'm old as fuck, guys. I remember watching this TV show with my mom and my family. Johnny Canales, he was like this guy who like had like a music show, and he would bring up a whole bunch of like Tejano artists and like Latin stars. And I remember just him bringing up like Selena a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of princes on that show. And I remember his line was like, "Okay, guy, take it away, man," or like, "Take it away." That's when the band would play, "Take it away." You got it. So he had glasses, and I remember. There's two Texas comedians I'm friends with, Nick Guerra and Cristela Alonso. You guys might know Cristela from, she had a TV show on ABC.
And a Netflix special.
Netflix special. Cristela Alonso, she's funny. She talks about Selena in her special. And also, she's the voice of Cruz Ramirez in Cars 3. Mm-hmm. Such a good movie. So I remember they were talking about Johnny Canales. I was like, I remember Johnny Canales. They're like, what? You guys had that here in LA? Yeah, dude. I remember it was like the Super Mexican Channel, Channel 22. And I remember we were talking, like, they were surprised that like we had like the same stuff. I'm like, yeah, dude, Johnny Canales.
Yeah. It says here, while Selena grew up understanding Spanish, English was her first language. Her first records were recorded in Spanish. And she sang the words phonetically after her music began to catch on. She began learning Spanish formally at the time of her death. She was fluent in the language. In 1987, she was named Female Vocalist of the Year and Performer of the Year at the Tejano Music Awards.
Whoa, at such a young age?
Yeah.
Dude, 87? That's insane.
2 years later, she signed with EMI Latin. And in 1990, she and Los Dinos released their eponymous debut album. Later that year, she released a single compilation, Personal Best, and she also released Ven Conmigo. In 1991, the title track of the latter became the first Tejano record to go gold. Selena also released two more albums, including one of the cumbia music, Baila Esta Cumbia, that year. Selena married Los Dinos lead guitarist Chris Perez in April of 1992.
Wait, 92? Mm-hmm. So they were only married for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Other group members included her brother Abraham Quintanilla III, who played bass and penned many of her songs, and her sister Suzette, the drummer. She won her first Grammy in 1993 for Best Mexican-American Performance for her album, Selena Live.
That was her first Grammy, 1993, dude. Her first of a... Oh, man.
What, it could have been more.
Yeah.
That same year, she released an album of love songs, Quiero, and she also opened up Selena Etc., a clothing manufacturing business in 1994.
Wow.
She made her feature film debut in Don Juan de Marco, in which she played a singer. Later that year, she and her band embarked upon a tour for New York, LA, Argentina, and Puerto Rico. Amor Prohibido was released in 1994. The record's title track won.
See, you know what? Like, remember last episode, we were talking about the Netflix series, and we're like, what else can they cover? When a lot of people are saying, like, dude, the movie covered everything. There's a lot. There's a lot, dude. There's a lot of small details that a lot of people don't know. Like, these details right here, like, they can... Dude, they can do so much about this freak.
Oh, absolutely.
On this show, they can do so much about her life. There's so many seasons they can do. Because, like, there's so many details that were left out of the movie,
Exactly. Amor Prohibido was released in 1994. The record's title track won a Grammy and went gold in 1995. Selena began preparing to make her breakthrough into the American pop mainstream. In the spring of that year, she was working on her first English language album when she went on a motel room in Corpus Christi, Texas, to fire 34-year-old Yolanda Salvidar, the woman who managed
Yolanda to was fucking 34. She looked bad, dude. 34, dude.
In boutique in San Antonio.
We're close to 34, and like we don't even look like that.
Yeah. And the founder of the Selena fan club. A few days before the confrontation, Selena's father had unearthed paperwork.
All right, let's not read the sad part.
Man. That Salvidar had been embezzling from the fan club. Salvidar and
Selena. No, I don't want to read that part. It's sad. All right.
Wait, I'm kind of...
you're reading?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, it's like I said, so many details left out of the movie, and they have so much material they can use to build this TV show, and I'm excited for this, dude. So, like they said, 2,368,723,000 listeners a month, and then also the cities where people listen. Okay, so you get the actual
mostly
numbers. Wow. So Mexico City, she has on Spotify monthly, it's 311,829,000 listeners, which. Oh, that's crazy. So Puebla City, Mexico, it's 88,694 listeners. Los Angeles, it's 87,470 listeners. And we are one of those listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. So she has... And then Zapopan, Mexico, 86,342 listeners. Monterrey, Mexico, 80,000 to 100,000 listeners, which is crazy because I would have thought that Texas would have been the
number one.
You know, I would have thought
has to be more.
Yeah, I know, but this is Spotify only. You know.
Yeah.
It's not counting iTunes. It's not YouTube or Google Play. You know.
This is true.
Yeah. So let's see. What does this say? Okay, so that's pretty cool, man.
Very, very cool.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Facts.
Interesting facts, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're about to end pretty soon. We have like 5 minutes left. So, conclusion.
What is it? How do we... We did a... There a lot of, has happened, at least to me, in this past week and a half.
Yeah.
We'll conclude it with that. I got a new car. What?
Oh, it is a nice car. Congratulations.
Thank you. And my niece was born yesterday.
Oh, your niece was born yesterday, huh? When you were in Long Beach doing a show, dude. That's crazy.
I had just left the hospital and went straight to a show.
What, how many?
I went from work to the other hospital to...
Didn't your sister just have a kid?
Yeah. Oh, no. She had a kid a year and a half before.
So, you're... How many kids does she have now?
She is a stepmom to one and has two kids. And then my oldest sister has two kids.
So all these kids are pretty much going to be...
All growing up together.
Growing up together, and they're all going to go to school maybe together?
No, they live far apart. That's
what? I thought they all lived in the valley.
One lives in Glendora, and the other one lives in...
Oh, one of your sisters lives in Glendora?
Studio City, yeah.
Really? Okay, cool. So one of your sisters is like, I'm a suburban mom. I'm going to live in Glendora.
And the other one is a city slicker.
City slicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my aunt lives in Glendora.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, my aunt lives on off Sunshine and...
Ask her why?
Because she married a white guy and she lives
out
there.
Oh, that's why.
Exactly. And that's... Her house is always a place you go to for, like, Thanksgiving and, like, parties. And it's the big house, you know?
Yeah.
She lives off Sunshine and off the 210.
Sunshine?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where that...
No.
No, that's not close to you?
No, I just... I don't...
You don't know? I remember going with you to Glendora, I think, when we had a show. We had a show at me, you, Nick Guerra, and Johnny Roque had a show in Victorville.
Oh, yeah! I remember.
Yeah, it was a big house, right?
Or
it was
because my sister lived around there, and I was there, and I just said, meet me there.
Mm.
And that's where we left to Victorville.
Yeah, we met, left my car there, and then we drove. Yeah, Victorville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun show, dude.
Yeah, and Nick and Johnny were fucking poopers because we couldn't stay. I just wanted to stay and not drive back.
Yeah. I remember we were all hungry when we got to the show. And we... Because they gave us free food. And man, I remember I just scarfing down that burger. It was a fun show. All right. So, guys. I was going to tell you. Next Thursday, I have a show in K-Town. The owner that owns the Sensor Room. Did you ever do the Sensor Room?
Never did it.
Never did the Sensor Room?
No.
Sunset Room was a comedy show. So the Sunset Room is a bar in Hacienda Heights, which is East LA. And I used to produce a comedy show there every Monday. And the owner of that bar, owns another bar in K-Town. And he wants me to run a show there.
Oh, hey.
It's a cool place. It has a nice stage. Yeah, you're invited to do the first show.
Sweet.
So the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights had a long history before me. It was hosted by Felipe Esparza, stand-up comedian. And I started hosting it after. So I was thinking maybe we should do like a Selena kind of night at that bar.
I'm down.
Dude, it's a nice stage.
I have a couple jokes.
No. Not Selena comedy night.
Oh.
No, like a Selena like club night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm always
Selena with music. And then we'll I'll see what impersonators are around and want to come and perform. And yeah, man.
Let's do it.
And then we could probably do a Selena a Bitty Bitty Bombcast live show one day.
I'm down.
That'd be cool. Hey, we're planning ahead, man.
Planning way ahead, you guys.
It's barely the third episode.
Do you
want to
be part of the mayhem?
You guys want to be part of this movement, guys? It's barely the third episode of BDBD Bombcast. And thank you for the people listening. I do see the downloads. You guys are awesome. We are starting. We're barely starting. And we're starting mighty and strong. And you guys are freaking great.
How many listeners do we have?
In total, we have like... 500 listeners right now.
Oh, nice.
That's not bad for like a...
Not bad at all.
For a new podcast.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Please leave a comment. Please tell your friends about the podcast.
Yes.
What's it called? Follow us on Instagram at Comic Martin Rizzo. And Michelle?
Oh, follow me at Funsize Nugget. I have the picture of the 11-year-old boy looking at Selena's butt.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. Oh, actually, I'm waiting for one more minute to actually hit 50 minutes. So, we had some time to kill. A couple seconds. 4, 3. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Bitty Bitty Bombcast.
Bye. Bitty Bitty Bomb. Bye.
Bye. Bitty Bitty Bomb. Bye. I like that.